neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
A command in Torah Roshah is called Ever Min Hachai. It means a part of a live animal or bird. You cannot, as long as he's alive, you take it off and then use it. Like, let's say if you happen, a cow is passing by you, and you say, how are you doing today? So what does the cow say? So Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So then you ask him, can I have a piece of a steak from you? He says, I'm sorry, in Torah it says you can't. What does it say in Torah? What does it say?
A live
I know, but where's the source? How do you know? Understand, but where's the source? What does it say?
Chazakabar.
So he says in Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Bet. He says that Lo tochal hanefesh im habasar. Lo tochal hanefesh im habasar. What does it mean? So as long as the animal has a nefesh, he's alive, you cannot have the steak. So now the question is, do you drink milk?
Yes.
Yes? Yes. Ever min hachai? How can you drink milk?
No.
No?
Not the milk, even the chai.
No. You using something from live animal, no?
Yes.
Yes. So how can you do such a thing? It says in the Torah that as long as the animal is alive, you cannot have any part of it. So how can you drink milk?
No, what it means in the Torah is you cannot have any part of any physical part of it. And in the animal itself, you cannot take a part of the animal, not what the animal produces.
No, here it says, "Velo tochal hanefesh im habasar."
The animal, when you milk him, it doesn't suffer. If you cut part of his body, it suffers a lot.
You give him some morphine to the cow, and then take it, you know, nice piece of meat. How do you know he doesn't? How do they know he doesn't have pain? What does it matter that he has a pain or doesn't have a pain? No, that's not the purpose. It says in the Torah that you cannot have part of the
nefesh in habasar.
Yes.
So you cannot take the nefesh with the basar of the animal.
So the whole concept here is that the part of the animal, as long as it's alive. Milk is alive. So how can you drink
milk? Milk is nefesh?
Yes. Yes. Where does the milk comes from?
Blood.
Yes. So blood is nefesh.
So it becomes the story of the hanging out.
You're going step by step. How can you drink milk? Huh? You drink milk? Oh, yeah, yeah.
From the mother, okay?
I'm sorry?
From the mother to the kid, to the baby, okay? To take milk?
No, this is only the concerns there. The animals. So now here we have a command that the Tana Dusha, when he says Lotochal Nefeshim, Habasar, any part of the animal, milk, any, you know, part of the animal, it cannot be used as against his alive. So now we are promised when Ribono Shel Olam give us the real Yom Ha'atzma'ut, that we will take over Eretz Yisrael without a shame.
Amen.
Completely without a shame.
Amen.
Then we are promised that we'll have Eretz Zabat Chalav Modvash. What does that mean?
You are permitted to have Chalav.
Chalav, what does chalav means?
Milk.
What does the vash means?
Honey.
No.
No.
No. The vash is not honey. The vash is? Fig and dates. Figs and dates. That's the vash. Not the honey. So now here, if the Torah and Moshe would not say that I'll bring you in the land of chalav, you would not permit it to drink
chalav.
Because chalav is?
Nefesh.
Is part of a live animal. So the only permission that we have to drink milk is from where?
Yeah,
the land of? Chalav. Unless you could not drink milk, it's asur. But here we see that Torah and Moshe permitted us.
So you have to have milk and wash together?
No.
Ah,
no, it's
such
no. Yeah, it's such a blessed country that you see that there's so much wofur. Wofur, as you know, wofur is from pri. And also fruit is from pri. So wofur. That it drips the dates and the figs are so fresh. You see the drops of texture of the fig and dates and mixes with chalav.
Koilani shomote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.